It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Fairbanks, welcome to our weekly show of Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Prues. On this show, we look at restaurants you can try, beverages you can make, recipes to create, food in general, happenings in Fairbanks, and we enjoy ourselves because whenever you sit down with food with people, you should have a very good time. And what we try to do here is have you go through the process correctly. Now, it's Saturday, October, late October, the 28th. What's on Tuesday? What's tonight? Saturday night? What's Sunday? What's Monday? What's Tuesday? An American tradition, the Halloween weekend. You going to a party tonight over at the Elks, the Moose, different businesses around town, Bobby's? You going to someplace dressed up? There's a lot of stuff that happens in Fairbanks over Halloween. A lot of get together. What is your costume? Well, what I'm going to do first off in this presentation, this recorded show on this Saturday to you at 1 p.m., is bring you through locations to go and enjoy, be it by yourself, family, friends, great areas to go trick-or-treating at. It's going to be an enjoyable weekend, an enjoyable Monday, an enjoyable Tuesday for everyone. So, the big one is on Tuesday. City Hall. I'm the host. Fairbanks City Hall, Halloween at downtown City Hall. Looking for a ghoulishly good addition to your Halloween plans? Well, guess what, Fairbanks? On Tuesday, between 3 and 6 p.m., we're opening up the doors. Come on down. Bring your kids, your toddlers, yourself. We have multiple stations for trick-or-treaters to get candy from, and we've taken the building and we've created a great competition amongst the apartments. You have Super Mario Brothers going down one hallway and up these stairs. They're going to win the competition, but that's okay. I'll get through it. We have Hogwarts at Finance, the mayor's office. We are the Vampire Lounge. I'm going to have caskets in there. It's a competition. All of our favorite vampires, posters of them through history. Lots of candy. Just in my area alone, we're going to have 3 candy stations for you to come up to. Engineering. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever seen petrified skeleton engineers doing surveys and stuff like that? Well, yes, you will. More candy and more treats. The clerk station, they're always incredible. They're always incredible. Then you have, in the back hallways, you have all these little areas to come down, and it's heated, and it's fun, and you get to get your photos taken with the great decorations that are there. And anyway, it's a lot of fun. We really enjoy this. Come on down Tuesday after school, after your kids are out of school. Bring them down. City Hall, 800 Cushman Street. Heated, safe. Oh, and out front, the police will be there, and they're giving out glow sticks for the rest of your Halloween evening. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Now, here's something else for you. Radio station here. The radio stations, rather. Very invested in this weekend's events, what we do and how we do it. If you want to see something that's curtailed to you, go to the K-Wolf, K-W-O-L-F, we're at 98.1, go to their Facebook page. And then under their Facebook page, look for the Halloween happenings. There's so many things. This is a fun weekend. It's a fun event. The 31st, Halloween on a Tuesday. So many fun things to do. So many fun places to go. Oh, also on Tuesday, The Museum of the North has their Halloween celebration from 4 to 6 p.m. See bones, bats, birds, and more. Meet the staff, learn about the collections, and explore the galleries. Costumes are encouraged. This is for adults, it's for children, it's for teenagers, it's for seniors like myself. Admission is free. Donations of canned food for the Fairbanks Community Food Bank are requested, not required, requested. For more information about the museum's programs and events, visit their website at www.uaf.edu/museum. And again, great setup, a beautiful museum, lots of fun things to go on up there. Also, a little bit more about the Museum of the North. It's such a beautiful setup, such a beautiful building. And again, it's Tuesday, Halloween day, from 4 to 6 p.m. Looking at something to do today, Saturday? Go to Santa Claus House. They present a Merry Halloween Party from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's sensory friendly from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. The Santa Claus House. Trick-or-treat candy stations, scary sweet treats, exclusive Halloween photos, and more Halloween fun. I wonder how they're going to dress up Santa. You know, his red outfit, and Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and, you know, go in the devil's outfit. You know, who knows? No, they're not going to do that. They'll probably have Santa with his reindeer and dress it up and give you candy. But go out to North Pole. Great bedroom community. You're going to have lots of fun, and you're going to enjoy yourself. The Boy Scouts of America, Midnight Sun Council, their fourth annual Haunted Trails. It's a family-friendly drive-through. It is tonight. They've had it last weekend and then this Friday and Saturday. So it's Saturday tonight only from 5 to 9 p.m. Tune in to 98.1 FM, $20 per car, and it's a lot of fun. Boy Scouts of America, great donation. Also the Cub Scouts. Go see their haunted trails, and it's drive-through. You don't have to get out of your car. Hey, you have a lot of talent in this town. They're doing this. They're doing this for you. Enjoy it. Okay. A Halloween festival out of the Esther Volunteer Fire Department. This is a good one. And it's Tuesday. It's Halloween from 4 to 6 p.m. If you're in that area, if you're out in Esther, join them for a family-friendly Games and Fun and Spooky Station 51. That's right. Spooky Station 51, a Halloween festival. Their sixth annual, and it's free. You know, it's an extravaganza. They're going to have games, prizes, fire truck tours, a photo booth, and more. More candy, more fun. Great people, fire department, Esther. How can you not have fun out at Esther on Halloween? And then, if you're an adult, go out to Esther in the evening for what? The great bar they have out there, the Golden Eagle. How many fun different events can you have? But out there, it's a great one, and they're going to have great costumes and enjoy it out there. A very fun night from 4 to 6 p.m. Also, Halloween night. If you're an adult, you got to go out to, of course, not only the Big Eye, but my pick this year is the Botel. They know how to do it. They have fun. They enjoy themselves. Get out there, do it. Anytime after 7 p.m., 8 p.m., you know, what you're going to be seeing is the end of the trick-or-treating out at Riverview, Westgate, Taku Subdivision. Once you're done with that, go bring the kids home and go treat yourself someplace for an adult beverage, such as the Big Eye, Tony Sports Bar. Oh, it's a fun night. And, of course, the Botel. Botel. These are neighborhood locations. Do not drive inebriated. Check yourself. Make sure you're hydrating. You're not over inebriated. You're not inebriated at all. Because on Halloween, lots of people are walking. Lots of kids. So be careful what you do and where you go. Also, another Halloween bash. And this is at the door. Trick-or-treating, hot chocolate, Halloween movies, a bonfire, outside games. They're at 122 10th Avenue, downtown. And anyway, that is, well, sorry, but that one was Friday night. But, you know, I bet you they had a good time. You get all these things. There's so many things to do. So much fun. This is American as it gets. Halloween. Look at all the candy that's bought. Look at all the stores. Look at all the treats. You have over there in the old Fred Meyers building, you have a Halloween store that opens up just for 45 days prior to Halloween to get all your shopping done. How many people have Halloween costumes for their pets? I got some for mine. My spotted dog, the Dalmatian, he's got bat wings. That's right. He's a bat dog. But hey. So anyway. North Pole High School presents The Asylum. Tonight, out at North Pole High School. From 5 to 9. Admission's $5. You got hot chocolate, popcorn. There'll be help. It's a host new event in partnership with North Pole High School. Their training structure will be decorated and utilized as a haunted asylum. You got to go out there and see this one. You're in North Pole. You're out there. It's till 9 o'clock. So bring your kids, say, from 5 to 8 through some of the subdivisions out there, from 8 to 9. Go visit the asylum. Very excited to work with their local high schools on this spooky holiday project. Great people out there. You got to do it. Now, here's something from our police department. Be safe, be seen. Again, at City Hall, you can pick up your glow sticks from the police. Operation Glow is right around the corner. The police will be once again providing glow sticks to the community to keep kids safe while they're out trick-or-treating. This year, there are three ways you can get glow sticks. One is at City Hall. We're having a trick-or-treat event on Tuesday from 3 to 6 p.m. We'll be giving you out there. And then in some of the heavily trafficked neighborhoods, the glow sticks on Halloween night. So, where are your target-rich environments on Halloween night? Well, Taku Westgate, Riverview Drive. Why, of course, Island Homes. That's a target-rich environment. Hamilton Acres, a very good one. And another really good one is Shannon Park. And then, also, over there, Executive Park, they got a good little community, too. Go pick up some good stuff. What makes a target-rich environment? Cluster housing, close together. You don't have to run far between houses. And when I was a kid, I could do Westgate and Taku, start at 5, done at 9:30, and I had my haul. I had my haul of candy. So much fun. So many houses, so little time. Plan your events accordingly. You got to be able to do this. Jeans Chrysler and Jeep. They have a Halloween trick-or-treat town. That's right. And it's from 1 to 8 p.m. Oh, boy. And it's at Pioneer Park. It's turning into a whimsical, spooky, spectacular town. Come enjoy it. And you got to get there. It is from 1 to 8 p.m. again. Jeans is a sponsor of it. It's Trick or Treat Town. It is today, October 28th, from 1 to 8 p.m. So after this show is aired, get down to Pioneer Park. And again, check in at K-Wolf 98.1. It's a Halloween town. You have the spooky train. You have all these areas set up for trick-or-treating candy. So parents, kids, target-rich environments. You have Saturday at Pioneer Park, Tuesday, all the different areas you can go in, all these fun locations. Oh, my goodness. You can do this. It's easy. So, also, Lowe's. Join us. Join them at Lowe's for trick-or-treating, of course. And that is Saturday, today. It's only from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., so as of the closing of this show, it's over. We've missed that one. Ah. But something I'm going to do on Tuesday is I'm going to go over to Splash and Dash Car Wash, one of my favorite locations. Go see Sam. They give a great car detail, too. But from 10 to 6 p.m. on Halloween, get the lava wash and enter the spooky tunnel. So it's going to be set up for you. It's a great treat for the dryer guys and treats and handouts for local businesses. On the old Steese there, again, that is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You go through the tunnel. It's a spooky tunnel. That's right. You get to go do it. Then the C3 Harvest Festival, safe indoors and free. The Community Covenant Church at 2136 McCollum Avenue. It is on Sunday. That's right, a Sunday event, October 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. And they have a costume contest at 7 p.m. So they got games, crafts, face painting, candy. The Community Covenant Church at 2136 McCollum. That's going to be fun. And it's indoors, and it's safe, and it's warm. And so you have Saturday events, Sunday events, Monday events, and Tuesday is the big one. And the Spooky Trail. You know, you got to hit that one. Again, that's Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. You have the Light Frights. And from 7 to 8 p.m., the Spooktacular, the Spooky Trail. Fairbanks North Star Borough Parks and Rec. That's right. You got to go do that. Then Tony's Tiny Town of Terror on Halloween from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Mount McKinley Animal Hospital. Oh, boy. That's there on the north side of the Johansson Expressway. Time to start your pet's planning costume show off at Mount McKinley Animal Hospital. Annual Howl and Growl. Tony's Tiny Town of Terror. My dog may be making an appearance there. But mark your calendar. It's another thing to do. Oh, so many things, so much time, so much fun. And you can do this. And the last one I have, well, a couple of them, is the Pegger Road Auto Repair 3rd Annual Halloween Party. And that is Tuesday, October 31st, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. They got coffee, cider, hot cocoa, available for you to stay warm. Go enjoy them. Pegger Road Auto Repair, great, great community leader. Great community there. Go to enjoy them. Then there's the Pumpkin Carving Contest. And they're at the Pegger Road Auto Repair. You can get them anytime. Get over there, get your pumpkin. Close out of businesses, you know, get your pumpkin carved and enjoy it. Fairbanks, we're going to take a sponsor now that I've been through all those. And when we come back, we're going to look at things for food on Halloween. And we'll be back after these messages.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays. Complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at QualitySales.net. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door. Opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome. Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio with you here on this fine Saturday. It's October. It's the end of October. We have that weekend event plus a few days, Halloween. Now, are you having people over? Are you going to a place and have to bring something, some food, a beverage, something like that? I'm going to give you some thoughts of things you can do that are fun and easy. Remember, fun and easy. So everyone goes and gets a pumpkin. Get a small one. You know, get the, you know, depending on what you're going to do, you can get the, like, the 4 to 5, 6 inch one. Carve it. Take off the head. Put in the eyes, the nose, the mouth. Carve the mouth. But don't put the cap back on. What you're going to do is you're going to use that as a dip holder, be it ranch, salsa, blue cheese. That 6-inch pumpkin across, you know, not too big, is a perfect dip holder. Get a nice white dish, put it on top, and fill it with salsa if you got chips. Put it on a presentation platter, and then have the chips around the pumpkin. That's a really good one. Also, go to Fred Meyer's and pick up some of their bell peppers. Get an orange one or two, or red one, or the yellow one. And what you can do is make jack-o'-lanterns out of them and then stuff them with things. So what you're going to do is you're going to take your paring knife, and you're going to cut off just like you're carving a jack-o'-lantern. You're going to cut off the head, the top of it. Then you're going to pull out the seeds and the sides of it. And then you're going to put in your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your smiley mouth. And then in the top, you're not going to put the cap back on, but in the top, you're going to put in things like carrots, celery, pretzels, other veggies, and then you're going to have a little serving tray for your blue cheese, ranch dinner. But those are really neat to take and carve and make into a nice presentation platter, a serving platter. You know, what I like to do is I like to get about 3 or 4 of them and have different things in them. You know, I go with the orange, the red, the yellow. I don't like green. Nope. Green is Christmas. We stay away from the green. But you put in your carrots, your celery, your different items that you want to put in there. And in front of it, you put in your serving sauce. And it's a lot of fun. Now, are you looking at making little sliders? So what a couple ways you can do this. You can go get your own, you can go to the store and you can buy your Poppin' Fresh and bake your own little slider rolls. Or you can get the King's Hawaiian rolls or regular rolls. But what you're going to do is, are you making, say, a slider out of a little burger or a slider out of your pulled pork. Now, what you do is you take provolone cheese and you cut it in half. Then you take half of it and you make teeth out of it. You make teeth, you know, like fangs, 4 or 5 teeth, 2 fangs in the center. You have your teeth and you put that on top of your, you know, you basically have your bottom of your roll, your meat, be it a little pork, pulled pork, or a little hamburger patty. Then on top of that, you get your pickle wedges that are sliced, and that's the tongue. That's going to be your tongue. Then on top of that, you put on your cheese, your fangs. Then on top of that, you put on the top of your bread. So you have a sandwich here. Ah, but now we're going to get eyes. Do you have any green olives with pimentos in them? Take 2 of those, put in your sticks, your to make eyes with them, and boom, you have little with that. You have a little monster with the green eyes, the teeth, the mouth, the tongue, and there you go. Create a monster with your little sandwiches. And people like that. It'll be a lot of fun. Or what you can do if you're making a burger or something else, take your cheese and make pumpkin faces out of it. You're going to take your carving knife. You're going to make your piece of Velveeta, your piece of American cheese, whatever it is. And you're making your burgers and then take and carve out the eyes, nose, and mouth of your cheese. And it's looking like a pumpkin. And there you go. Melt that on top of your burger. When you're serving them, you don't put the top of the bun on. You put the top of the bun off the side. Let people grab their burger, and then they'll fix it up the way they want. But it's great for presentation. It's great for presentation. Then what you do is you get a medium-sized pumpkin. Great presentation, and you carve it. You carve it. You get the inside all carved out, and you get the outside, and you take the mouth, and you make it circular. And that is, you're going to have chips that go with this, but what you're doing is maybe you got a red sauce, a salsa, or something like that. But what you do is you have your spread coming out of the mouth, so it looks like it's barfing or puking, just the way it is. And then you have your chips around it. So people can just take it, laugh, and they can take a look at the pumpkin, take their chips or their crackers, dip it in there, be it a guacamole sauce, a salsa, whatever it is. And then what you can also do is instead of putting the head back on, if you don't want to put the head back on, but you want to have 2 different types of dips there, put a bowl with another type of salsa or guacamole dip on the top, and then you have your mouth with the other sauce coming out, and it's great. And the last one we're going to do is bloody finger hot dogs. Go, you know, get your hot dog buns. You're going to boil or cook or however you cook your hot dogs, but what you're going to do is you're going to take the tip of it and you're going to create like a finger, and you do this by just shaving off a little bit where it looks like it's the fingernail. It's a different color. It looks differently. Put that in the bun. But before you put it in the bun, you're going to put a little bit of ketchup down and put that on the bun. And you have those out there in presentation. And the people can go and grit it and sort of laugh and take a look at it. Then they can put mustard or relish or whatever else they want. But what you have is you have bloody finger hot dogs. So anyway, these are some thoughts. Halloween is a great day. It's a great weekend. You have many options. You have many opportunities. Take advantage of it. Enjoy it. We're in Fairbanks. And I will see you next Saturday with some more delicious ideas.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.